The White House Report.
At this moment in time, the stakes are very high. There are alleged issues with voter suppression all around the nation, particularly in Georgia and in North Dakota. Sears and Roebuck says it's filing for bankruptcy, meaning jobs will be lost. And also, there is a major issue, a life lost. A Washington Post journalist is allegedly murdered and dismembered. But while all this is happening, President Trump chooses to tweet after he won in a defamation court case where the judge essentially threw it out. The president won against Stormy Daniels, but he went on Twitter calling Stormy Daniels a horse face. In a tweet, President Trump says, federal judge throws out Stormy Daniels lawsuit versus Trump. Trump is entitled to full legal fees at Fox News. Great. Now I can go after Horseface and her third-rate lawyer in the great state of Texas. She will confirm the letter she signed. She knows nothing about me. A total con. Stormy Daniels, the woman who allegedly had an affair with the president, says on Twitter, in response to the president's tweet, ladies and gentlemen, may I present your president. In addition to his shortcomings, he has demonstrated his incompetence, hatred of women, and lack of self-control on Twitter again, and perhaps a penchant for bestiality. Game on. Tiny. And this tweet storm is not complete without Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, chiming in on Twitter as well. Earlier today, Donald Trump sent a tweet attacking Stormy Daniels and Michael Avenatti. Once again, Donald Trump has shown himself to be a liar with a complete disregard for the truth. In a related note, the president's tweets are considered official and presidential. April Ryan, AURN News.